Bienvenidos a su programación de En Cristo Nuestro Señor. Esperamos que este mensaje les ayude a conocer su fe en Cristo Nuestro Señor. Y ahora, el mensaje de hoy.
Through hard-fisted inside political manipulation, Joseph Franklin Rutherford, a Missouri lawyer who had given himself the title of judge, became the second president of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society in 1917. In 1918, Judge Rutherford's lecture, entitled Millions Now Living Will Never Die, was the beginning of a worldwide recruiting effort called the Millions Campaign. Not too surprisingly, it proclaimed the coming destruction of the existing world. It would happen soon, in 1925.
Based upon the promises set forth in the divine word, we must reach the positive and indisputable conclusion that millions now living will never die.
In 1920, the Millions book was published. In it, Rutherford claimed the Bible proved that in 1925, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and other faithful men of old were to be resurrected, to rule henceforth as princes on the new paradise earth. Fully convinced that Rutherford's prophecy was true, many witnesses sold their homes and businesses and took to the road. Living in cars and trucks like itinerant peddlers, they spread the warning. As 1925 drew closer, some farmers even refused to plant crops because they believed the end was at hand. Finally, 1925 came. And, as in 1914, nothing happened. Once again, the Watchtower Society's prophecy had proven false. As Russell had done, Rutherford doggedly held to the story that the end was just around the corner. In 1929, the judge had this palatial mansion constructed. It was deeded to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, so they and other ancient worthies would have a place to live when they were resurrected. Located in an exclusive district of San Diego, it was given the name Beth Sarim, Hebrew for House of the Princes. The world entered the Great Depression, but Rutherford lived like a millionaire, spending the winter months at Beth Sarim, summering in Europe. As Americans suffered through poverty and deprivation, Rutherford enjoyed the use of two 16-cylinder Cadillacs. Under Rutherford, the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society became a well-oiled corporation. New books, literature, and tracts poured forth in a flood to be sold door to door by faithful witnesses. He drove his followers to labor hard for the Lord. He advised young couples not to marry, but to put all their energies into proclaiming the kingdom. Even portable phonographs were utilized at the doorstep.
Because the people have been induced to believe that Christianity and religion are the same thing.
Around the world, zealous witnesses paraded in front of churches on Sunday mornings, bearing placards with the slogan, "Religion is a snare and a racket." Keeping up with the times, the society constructed its own radio station. And by 1933, there were 403 stations nationwide broadcasting Rutherford's abusive railings against the clergy, politicians, and what he referred to as the greedy commercialists. On the radio and in print, he continually stressed that the end of the world was just months away. The end finally came, but only for Rutherford. In 1942, he died at Beth Sarim, the house he had built as a luxurious testimony to God's name. In retrospect, perhaps the only testimony this lovely mansion ever gave was to the cash value of false prophecy. In 1948, the society quietly sold the property, covering up an embarrassing chapter in its history. Today, most modern Jehovah's Witnesses are unaware that Beth Sarim ever existed. With Rutherford's passing, the flamboyant era of charismatic personalities passed as well. Today, fueled by the anxieties of a nuclear age, the Watchtower Society is a multinational corporate giant, spreading its new message of doom to every corner of the globe. Standing between God and the millions of Jehovah's Witnesses is an autocratic ruling council called the Governing Body. Because Jehovah's Witnesses believe the Word of God is channeled to humanity through this elite committee alone, these men rule with unchallenged authority. Every witness is subject to their dictatorship, from the cradle to the grave. Raymond Franz, author of the book Crisis of Conscience, was a member of the Watchtower Society's governing body for 9 of his 60 years as a Jehovah's Witness. His account of their secret sessions is revealing.
I must say that it was one of the most disillusioning experiences of my life. It came as a rude awakening to me to see what actually went on. I envisioned the governing body as a body of men to whom the Bible, God's Word, was the controlling force in every one of their decisions, who really dug into the Scriptures to make sure that everything that they did was soundly based upon the Bible. And when I got into the governing body, I found that the Bible was rarely appealed to, was rarely used, that mainly was a matter of discussing organizational policy and how to apply this organizational policy. And I found that again and again, when issues came up, even though Scriptures might be presented, if there was an organizational policy, that policy would take precedence over Scripture. And I couldn't help but think of Jesus' words in Matthew 23, that they have made the Word of God null and void because of their tradition.
Esperamos que esta presentación haya sido una bendición para usted. Comparta esta bendición. Invite a sus amigos a escuchar En Cristo Nuestro Señor. Para obtener esta presentación en su plenitud, favor de llamarnos al 626-926-4231. 626-926-4231. O puede dejar su comentario a ecns@podomatic.com. Esto es ecns@podomatic.com. Hasta la próxima y recuerden, conozcan su fe en Cristo nuestro Señor.